Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. What is going on? We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our short episode. We break down what's going on this week in business and marketing and life. And then we still have our Ask Us Anything later in the week and our Big Tips episode at the end of the week. So let's get into it. What is going on? Let's talk Facebook. Facebook is trying to go retro. Did you see this? So they're trying to get back to their roots. And what they are doing is that they are updating the Friends tab, which is now available as of today for all users in the United States and Canada. So now on your app, there's a separate feed. If you click on the Friends tab, where you will now only see posts and stories and reels from your connections, which is the way Facebook started out originally. And to tell you the truth, it's what I want to see. So much of my feed is filled with so much garbage. And Facebook themselves has said this week. We'll be adding several OG Facebook experiences throughout the year, beginning with the revamped Friends tab. And why are they doing this? They're doing this because nobody's posting anymore. When's the last time you posted on Facebook? I mean, it's very rare that people post. And so I'm all for this because I want to spy on everybody, see what they're doing, look in the background of their pictures, totally judge them, make fun of them behind their back. I need to do all of that. And what's interesting about Facebook is you think that like, oh, maybe nobody's going on it, maybe nobody's doing whatever, but it couldn't be further from the truth. There's some new data out this week from Cool Nerds, by the way, great name. Cool Nerds came out and said that, would you believe the largest group of users on Facebook are men 25 to 34 years old? That's 18% of global users. And what percentage of the United States population do you think now uses Facebook? It is 51.48%. Now, as it relates to marketing, Facebook's actually doing incredibly well the last 12 months. I mean, it is crushing it. And 93% of all social media marketers, those are marketers that spend any money on social media marketing, 93% of them use Facebook ads in their promotions. And the number one ad, according to this new data, the number one ad format on Facebook are carousel ads with an average click-through rate of 1.92%. So yeah, I would be all in on relooking at Facebook and the new tab. I am going to check that out and I'm still not going to post anything because I think it's weird when people post a lot. So other things that are going on, LinkedIn had a lot of updates this week, a lot of new data coming out from LinkedIn. So Hootsuite came out with data this week that said, live video comments have surged 24x, okay? 24x over native posts. What does that mean? So basically, when you're doing a live video on LinkedIn, the percentage, the number of people that are commenting when you do a live video just versus just a video that you post or another type of content format that you do, it is a 24x increase when you have a live video. And as a matter of fact, I tested this out this week where I did a live version of one of our podcast episodes, and we saw the exact same thing. And something you might want to think about for yourselves is doing a live Q&A. Maybe it's with your CEO, and you could even promote that you're going to be going live on this day at this time, because getting those live interactions and then following up directly and DMing everybody that made a comment from your brand account or from a personal account, it does incredibly well. So live video, just going live on LinkedIn, is doing really, really well. The other piece of information that is new this week, which I'm starting to mess around with too, is that it looks like the best time to post on LinkedIn is changing. So Buffer came out with some new data this week that said now the best time to post on LinkedIn is 10 a.m., that they're seeing a gain of 18% more impressions when you post at 10 a.m. for whatever the local time zone is. And the reason that this is important from what I'm seeing is that it used to be that the best time to post was around 8:15 to 8:45 a.m., but it's actually moving a little bit later and later and later. So now we're seeing it do really well after 9 a.m. So I'm going to be testing out this 10 a.m. thing. But if you, you know, in general, if you are just stuck with some old best practice information about best day to send emails, best time to post on this platform. You should only do this. And you've been stuck with that for 6 months, 12 months, years. That's what you got to go back and check again, because everything is always, always changing. Some other interesting things that are going on this week. So the Apple Mail categorization, some more data came out this week. So we all know now that Apple has their mail categorizations the same way that Gmail has their promotion tab and all of that. Well, new data came out this week that from World Data Research that it is not doing well, that people are not using the Apple Mail categorizations, and they're getting crushed on Reddit. Apple's getting crushed even on their own community area. On Apple's own site, there is a community section called How to Remove Mail App Category, and it is bonkers, the number of posts within that. And, you know, the categorization thing is Apple's new attempt to use AI to put all the email that's going out into different buckets, promotions bucket, updates bucket, whatever. Well, as it turns out from the latest data, less than 10% of all Apple users are using the categorizations on the Mail app. And the reason it's so low is that there's not a big portion of people that even have access to the Mail app categorizations. It's only for the newer phones. And of those people, about 50% have turned them off. So I would not think and worry about the Apple Mail categorizations at all right now. I mean, literally at all. What a waste of time. So other stuff that's going on this week, let's talk about useless stuff, pop culture stuff, because that's my favorite stuff. A lot of rumors out this week, pop culture wise. So this one, I think I'm excited about. So Christina Hack. I always pronounce everybody's name wrong. Is it Christina Hack? She's the one, I always just know she's Christina, from HGTV, the flip-flop star. She is the one who's been on a million different HGTV shows. And I used to be a big flipper flop fan when she was married to Tarek, that guy Tarek El Moussa. I know I'm butchering everybody's name, but that was a great show. It's super awkward, though. They got divorced, right? And then she married that guy, Anstead, and they had another show, and then they got divorced, and then she married this guy Josh Hall, and they got divorced. I don't know about all her getting divorced with everybody, but this week on SiriusXM's Jeff Lewis Live, they asked Christina, the flipper flop star. They didn't ask her anything. She said that she was approached to star in an upcoming season of The Real Housewives of Orange County. What? And guess what? They said, did you say yes? And then she said, informally, I said yes. Whoa, that's a big crossover. So we'll get Christina from Flipper Flop on Real Housewives. I'm all in on watching that because I watch really horrible TV. But another rumor that's out there, it's not even a rumor. Ryan Coogler, who's the guy behind Black Panther, the movie, which is incredible. I love Black Panther 1. Black Panther 2 is okay, not great. But they are working on Black Panther 3. And he has confirmed that he is in very serious talks to have Denzel Washington. And Denzel Washington says he wants to do it too, that there's going to be Denzel Washington in Black Panther 3. This is awesome. Listen, we covered a lot of information here. Listen, I hope you check out guruconference.com. Our free virtual email event is now open for registration. And leave this thing a review because it helps to circulate. I would appreciate you. You are awesome. And have a great week. Later.
You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me, guruevents.com. Check it out.